Welcome back, everybody. Just before we start this episode, I'd just like to let everybody know we're still in the introductory phase of our podcast, which means some of the edits aren't clean and the voices are going to go up and down, but we appreciate your patience with us. We're learning in the process. Just like our sponsorship says, we have no idea what we're doing, but we're doing it. So once again, thank you for your patience, and we hope you continue to listen. Thanks.
Welcome to Dudes and Booze, episode 2. And our quest to get 1,000 followers. Episode 1 hasn't posted yet, but we still have 64 followers on Facebook. I'm here with my boy,
Diego.
And Adrian.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Steve.
And Matador.
And I'm trying. I'm just kicking off today's show, of course. And guys, really, the show is called Dudes and Booze. What are y'all drinking?
I got a tall boy of some very high-class Modelo Especial.
The classiest.
I got Austin's East Ciders Pineapple Cider. How do you like them apples?
Oh, okay.
That's a slogan.
That's okay.
Very clever. I'm drinking a Corona Extra. Vin Diesel would be very proud right now.
Dude.
Vin. So, as our listeners can hear, we have no sponsorship, but we welcome everything.
We're not sponsored by any of those people. But if we do get 1,000 followers, and if you do hear this, you do support us, tell your family, tell your friends, we get to do an episode at the Alamo Brewing Company, according to our friend Lisa. But that's not set in stone.
There's nothing written, no promise.
No promise.
It's just
literally something we asked her for, and we're hoping she can do it. She gave us that goal, and we're on a quest to meet it.
This is literally a dream.
No, we're going to do it. No.
It's a goal.
Believe in yourself.
We're on a fellowship with 1,000 followers.
We just need 1,000 followers.
So, listeners, you see, y'all know we have 64 followers on Facebook before we even posted an episode. So, they might be rushing.
Just off the picture alone. Yes.
Pictures are beautiful.
At this time, we're not sure how many of them are Russian bots. But we have
probably all of them.
Hey, as long as there's 1,000 followers, I don't care how they are. All
right. I'm guessing not even all 5 of us are following it.
No.
Just
kidding. Actually,
100% bot. You're not even on our Facebook. Probably
multi bot.
You don't follow the page. You don't follow the page, but of course right. You.
Let me know when you get to 1,000, and then I'll follow.
Yeah, I'll start following. Okay.
I'll follow when we hit 1,000. I'll be that 9,999 one, dude. I'll get it to 1,000. No, I'm not 1,000.
You want
to
be that guy?
Well, I'll be that guy too. I will be 1,000.
I already follow the page. I just updated it the other day.
Yeah, I think he started it.
You follow the page?
Yeah, I'm following the page.
Steve, I created the page.
Yeah.
I believe I am, yes.
Adrian?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I know that.
You posted something the other day.
The thing about Coco.
Coco?
Like oh, how Coco got in the fields. Like, you were crying because we were watching an episode of Coco.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, no, episode of the movie.
Fuck you. Everybody cried in Coco.
You cried.
Dude, I saw it last night.
Damn.
You cried still.
And I still cried.
Hey, dude. See, the other day, I threw it on when I was cooking, and it was just me and Chris, and it gets to the part where he's singing it.
Mama Coco.
Hey, dude, I fucking cried harder than I did here. I cried so fucking hard, Chris runs out of the room, and she's like, you're fucking crying. And I'm like, fuck you. And I'm like, dude, I look like a fucking pregnant bitch. Dude, laying on the couch crying with the ice cream. And then Chris is down, and she's laughing, and she cries like 2 minutes later. She's like, that's so bad.
It's a beautiful movie. I cried so hard.
Yeah.
But,
it's our Black Panther.
Yeah.
It's our Brown Panther.
Half of me.
Thanks for
being there. But get us back. So this week has been somewhat uneventful, so to say. We went and saw a couple movies.
Yes.
Even Diego went to the Lake River thing.
Oh yeah, we went to I don't even know what river that is. Castroville.
Medina.
Castroville River.
Yeah.
I think it was Medina River.
Medina. It was badass.
Yeah. There were some beer bottles in the floor.
But you could tell that this river, like...
Like, erodes everything.
Yeah, because the glass that we found was all rounded. So it wasn't even sharp at all. It was really weird.
Adrian's going to Vegas tomorrow?
Yeah, he is. Try to go to the Bunny Ranch. I hear they have world-class service.
That's not even Vegas.
What are they? They got really big rabbits? What are they?
Yes.
The chicken wings. Chicken wings.
I will try the chicken wings at the Bunny Ranch.
Ask for a dumping pump.
Okay.
Yeah. Well... Ask around how much they're going for. It might be the 4th of July weekend and it might be some surcharge.
Or some
special. Oh, a pump right now is easily at $50. Like, what's $30 that time? 4th of July.
Hey, that's steel.
Yeah, that is.
Back in my day, a pump and dump ran into a lot of our
you could get 2 for $1 on Sundays.
I took 2 bonds out for a dump and pump.
My mortgage on my house.
I put a bottle of tea on loan for that shit.
The mortgage on the house never recovered. I'm still paying the bank.
But the river was tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was badass.
Yeah, it was like knee-high water, so you could just wade in there. There was no current, so we were tubing, but not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
And it was beautiful. It was right by our picnic table. Yeah. It was perfect. And then the whole thing was overhang of trees.
Yeah,
so shady.
Like, and there's like
the view there is fucking cool. Like, I remember we used to walk across the bridge there in the middle of town and just jump off the bridge into the river. Like, it used to be that high.
That's such a Sandlot movie. Fucking memory, dude.
Remember when Jake jumped off the river, the bridge, and got arrested at the river?
Ooh.
Jacob and Vic.
Yes. They got arrested in
San Marcos. In San Marcos,
yeah. We're wild and crazy.
I heard from the cops. Y'all two, get out of here.
Y'all two, get up.
It's
hilarious.
Don't tell my mom.
Probably hit the water, and like he's like, oh, the cops saw me, so I'm just going to swim as far away. I'm going to stay underwater and just hold my breath for so fucking long and see the little bubble pop out.
He's like Drax, just eating chips.
But see, that's not the first time Jacob does that, because like I remember that time at the party where he got busted, and the cops go into Victor's room.
Yeah.
And then he's on the floor because he's gone, and the cops come in and Jacob's on the floor. He tries to army crawl into the bathroom, and he's moving so slow. The cops like, "Where are you going?"
I can see you. No, you can't.
So what's going on? What else is going on, guys? What else is new?
I don't know.
I saw Jurassic Park or World or whatever last week.
I don't want to see it.
It wasn't bad.
I know, but like at this point, how many? Like realistically speaking, like they made how many parks and all of them have been fucked up?
Well,
three.
This one wasn't about
three?
A park.
This one was wasn't about a park.
Oh, okay.
They were trying to save the animals.
So there is no park.
No.
So this is kind of like a sale of the animals that were in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's different.
So it's like Jurassic Park 2.
Well, yeah, Lost World was the same way. They went to go save the animals.
Okay.
Supposedly. I don't know. But it just turns into the same ass thing where they try to capture them and sell them.
Is
and
Chris Pratt funny yet?
Yeah, some parts.
You know, I'm gonna be very honest.
Oh, here we go. Hot take alert.
Kind of forgettable.
Wow. Who, Chris? Oh, yes. The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie's forgettable. So the movie is exactly what you would get from a Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I'm really hyped on right now.
What?
Skyscraper.
It looks okay.
It looks... he has half a fucking leg and he's in an action movie. You're going to see some wild ass shit.
He's a handy capable.
Well,
for
I work
FBI.
Basically diehard paraplegic.
That's what I heard it was. And,
not
and then
Vera.
I saw
he doesn't have both
of them. He can walk.
So I heard it was like a Die Hard kind of thing, and then I saw the new trailer where they show he had the leg missing and all that crap. And then I saw Rampage like 2 days ago.
Man.
And I'm like, nah, I just saw the same movie.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm okay with not going to see this now.
Rampage was one of the choices last night in a cheesy movie Sunday night barbecue and movie. We went with Escape Plan 2 instead.
How bad is it? Scale of 1 to 5.
A 1.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I've seen some shitty movies on Netflix. A 1 is low. It means that you didn't even get a slight amount of enjoyment.
No, you know what? No. Because there's a scene in there that's pretty
good. There
funny.
Was one
like
scene
like
that...
Like a 1 you would pull out of halfway.
No, there was...
You watch a 1 all together.
Okay, so maybe not a one, but like maybe a two.
Okay. Then you made it to the end.
It's still pretty low. Like that, regardless of that, just one scene, like. I wouldn't recommend
it. Did Batista have the worst part of that movie?
No.
He's like the best part. Like, you wanted him to be on screen more, but it seemed like he was filming this movie in between filming another movie. So, like, he had like 10 scenes and they had to do real quick. And same thing with Sylvester Stallone.
I think he was like the tech guy. He was like the Ving Rhames from Mission Impossible.
Oh, no. That's 50 Cent's character.
Well, he was in the first one. 50 Cent was. But in this one, like, he busts out a laptop and shit.
He's like a mix between, like, the arms guy, like, the muscle. And the tech guy at the same time. Like, it's kind of like, you just took 50 Cent and Sylvester Stallone's character and said, fuck it.
You can tell they filmed this movie like 5 years ago before Batista was doing good movies. Mm-hmm. And they're like, let's put it out now because he's big.
All I want to say is, you know, if they pitched out a Mission Impossible movie with Batista in it, I'd watch it.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, how is he not? How is he not going to be
in that? That's another one I'm pretty pumped on, the new Mission Impossible.
Yeah, it actually looks good. And so I just saw Hotel Artemis the week before last. And that's pretty good. Batista's in that. He pretty much carries all the scenes he's in.
Okay.
And he's just like, it's hilarious. He's like a cholo kind of like nurse helper.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm a professional, okay? Like he tries to do like a cholo kind of accent, but he's just funny and charming the whole time. So he's like really the only good part of that whole movie too.
Wow.
I like him in.
He's not on the come up right now.
Well, in Blade Runner, in Blade Runner, he was amazing.
He was the best part of Blade Runner.
In Blade Runner, he was amazing.
As well, yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
fuck you up.
Yes, dude. Hey, but and then also Inspector, like he didn't talk, but that villain role he played was amazing. I would not be against it. They brought him back somehow, and he's like the this version of Jaws.
Wait, how did they bring him back?
Because they
did
just,
he fly out of a train?
No, his rope got tied around his mouth, and he flew out. Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember that movie at all. It was garbage.
Really?
Complete.
You know what? If you compare the Skyfall, Skyfall's amazing. Skyfall's the best. Skyfall then Casino Royale.
The beginning of Spectre was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
The whole
thing in Mexico.
Did you know that Mexico City, that festival they show in Spectre is not actually a festival they have in Mexico City? Because of the movie, they fucking got so many search results that they're actually going to have a festival.
Oh, sure.
Yes. And they're having it this year.
That'd be cool.
That's fucking amazing. What are you talking about? Dude, that looks crunk as shit. I actually Googled the film thing too.
They gave in to terrorists way too fast.
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying.
Like, all those Daniel Craig, like, bomb movies are really convoluted and there's just no payoff to me. Like, in any
for
of
real?
Those.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Like,
Casino Royale.
All of them have great scenes. Like, Casino Royale, like, the running, chasing.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's amazing. Like, they all have
really
great scenes. But they all have no payoff. It all ends on some, like,
dry.
Yeah, it's just dry.
Really, Skyfall. I thought Skyfall was probably one of the better, like the most complete out of everything. Like, you got like you had the fall, you had his re-rise, you had the whole idea that he's not supposed to really be doing this, but because he's the only person who can do it. And at the end, if you really think about the story, the villain won. The villain got what he wanted, but
most of them are like that. That's what I mean. Like it's like. It all ends up, like, if he wasn't involved, the whole movie would have played out the exact same. Like,
so it's like Indiana, it's like the first Indiana Jones.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, bro, don't you dare fuck with that timeless classic. I love Indiana Jones.
You know, everything would have still happened if he was not in the movie, right?
You know, Indiana Jones punches a guy like he's holding 35 pounds of horseshoes, right?
Okay, how old is Indiana Jones? Because he's fucking apparently lives forever.
Yes.
Because he was there when Hitler was still in power, apparently. He got an autograph. And then later on, he's like in the middle of the Cold War when they're fucking testing atomic bombs and shit.
You didn't see that sequel where it's like, it's all about time travel and like human.
Oh, no. No, I got another two.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Crystal Skull? Is that
huh?
Crystal Skull?
No. Now we forget about it.
Oh, you just missed
it. That one never existed. Like Transformers 2. We just skip over
it. And 3.
Yeah.
No, 3 was good. Dark Side of the Moon?
I can't remember that any of them really.
Yeah.
They're all like one long ass movie.
Okay, Transformers 3 is the one with the foil monster that basically snaps a fucking.
And the old and what's his name? The kid, Lover Boy. Can't buy me love,
sorry.
Kid. What the fuck's his name? He's a kid. The guy. He went on to do the fucking McSteamy. What the fuck's his damn name?
McSteamy.
I don't know what he is.
From Grey's Anatomy.
You're on your.
You're, He's still talking.
All
right. If we're not catching the Transformer references, Google. Why would we get the Grey's Anatomy Google. References?
Tyrese, right?
And actually, Tyrese does come back out in that movie.
Guys, McSteamy.
Guys, you know you remember
McSteamy. You know who I'm talking about.
I got two words. McSteamy.
No, he's Googling McSteamy. He is Googling McSteamy.
I fucking looking for it. God damn.
Did you mean
McSteamy?
Make a dream?
Look, I'm McSteamy. Looking it up. Fucking Patrick Dempsey is the bad guy in that movie.
No.
It was one.
In three.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You just said how good it was, and you said, hey, I don't remember.
Coil about Monster.
Coil Monster. No, it wasn't that great. It wasn't good at all.
So going back to Hotel Artemis,
okay.
You could tell it was just a complete ripoff of like somebody's watching John Wick, and they're like, man, this hotel is badass. They should make a movie about a hotel with assassins that stay at it. And they made that movie.
Total ripoff.
Complete ripoff.
So, would you be mad if they made, like, if they continued the series, but they made it as, like, an anthology?
Of Hotel Targus?
Like, you got just more story. Maybe if they did, like, a Stars, or they did, like, a, like, 30-minute to an hour episode, and, like, it's just pretty much about the hotel.
I mean, I didn't hate it. Like, it was good for what it was, but I don't think they could make any more just because of what happened in the movie.
All right, I guess the hotel doesn't make it. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, the hotel doesn't make it.
Probably a one and done.
But the Continental is getting its own show.
That's badass.
That's really badass fucking concept.
Oh, okay, badass. Yeah. It took a while to click. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no. Keanu Reeves is supposed to come out a couple episodes.
I'm going to watch every single John Wick as long as they come out and tell me. That's my new Fast and Furious franchise. I'm just going to go see every one of them. Because you know it's going to be the shit. He's just a guy that you kill a dog, you'll kill everybody on the
body. Yeah, like
and everybody in the audience was like, okay, I'm with this guy. Fuck everybody.
All right.
Go.
Who would win?
Go.
John Wick versus Liam Neeson.
Ooh,
Taken.
Taken one?
Taken one. Yes. Yeah, you gotta give him a chance, bro. Come on.
In Taken 2, he echolocates somebody by throwing grenades.
Oh,
that was
shit.
Brilliant, by the way. I forgot about that. Yeah, I was like, okay, fucking suspension of belief, whatever. Like, how the fuck did he do that? Anyways.
I mean, the answer is John Wick.
That's the
answer,
John Wick.
That's
the
answer. Okay,
Wait, John Wick has his daughter, though.
Like, he's not preoccupied finding someone?
Okay.
Just coming after you.
John
That's
Wick
it.
Kidnapped his daughter and said, what did he say in the movie?
It's a special set of skills.
Good luck. Fucking you, John Wick.
He just calls
he's
him up.
He's actually Russian. Is he Russian? John
yeah, he's Russian.
He's Russian, right?
Yeah.
In the movie.
He works for the Russians. I don't,
I don't know if he's Russian, but they have like
no,
a name for him Russian, yeah.
Yeah, he's Russian. He's a Russian boogeyman or whatever the fuck they gave him that name.
Booyah.
Well, I know that's what they call him, but I don't know if it was because of him or just because that's what they called him.
Okay.
But is John Wick his real name or is John Wick
John Wick
his handle?
Name. No, that's his real name.
Because what was his wife's name? Was his wife fucking
his
Sandy Wick?
Sandy Wick.
Like,
sounds like a porn star.
McSteamy.
All right.
McSteamy Wick.
All right, here we go. John Wick. John Wick or Denzel Washington's Equalizer.
No,
dude,
that's the same.
Equalizer easily. That motherfucker could go to Home
Depot and
kill you 65 fucking ways. No, that's... What the fuck is going to get a rotary hammer, fucking propane. Like, what the fuck is this guy building over here? Yeah, dude.
That's the same question. It would be better if it was Denzel versus Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I think that would be the best. Ooh, that would be better. That one's basically.
Her name, by the way, is Helen.
Helen Wick?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, Sam.
Thank you, Pat Checker.
No, Sam. Thank you.
Her name is
Mitch. Hey, fuck you, y'all have fire.
None of us knew the answer to that.
Yeah.
I had to look it up. I
know you did. And your search result was already populated.
I look up weird shit sometimes.
It was the lookup again.
Right. The search history.
On another note, You know what I was thinking about the other day is, you know how this whole trend happens where you take like a Chinese movie and you make it an American movie, kind of The Departed?
Yeah.
They should really do The fucking Raid.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Wait, yeah. Why would you why do that? The Raid, Raid is already a great fucking movie in the way it is.
Because the American audiences won't watch it unless there's American
people. More explosions. Yes, like the same amount
No, of no, 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 no. I don't think, who do you get? Because who could do everything that they did in that fucking movie?
No, no, no.
Easily.
Who do you get to Buffy. Make it over here? is what I would ask first.
John Wick. Yeah. Keanu Wick.
Boom.
John Bautista.
Damn. Dude, they could just do
Jesus
it.
Jesus Tatum.
They got Josh Brolin to be old boy. Like, that didn't make sense. It didn't make sense at the time they
made
it.
That's why that movie don't make sense anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But they can do it. It's not going to be, it might not be as great.
Yeah, show them.
They can do it.
Show the movie to me.
They fucking blew her mind, dude.
Like the original or the new one?
The new one, the Josh
Brolin. No, that sucks.
The one that was supposed to
be. No, I know. And I was like, man, you don't even understand.
The one that was originally. It was supposed to be Will Smith at one point.
Was it?
Yeah, it was supposed to be Will Smith and Spike Lee was supposed to direct it.
Oh, yeah, I heard
what
about
the
fuck? Yeah, when they first bought the rights, it was supposed to be Spike Lee and Will Smith was supposed to play.
Well, that's not an example character. That I would like to bring up, but I think that would be good.
Like, The part is probably one of the. Is. Probably the only one that's like transitioned from being a great Chinese cinema movie to being a great American movie. Like it worked. Like
dude,
Infernal Affairs to Departed.
I love
like,
Infernal Affairs.
It worked perfectly.
But I think I like Departed more.
Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah, Departed worked out. Yeah, it was it. Infernal Affairs. I just hate that Infernal Affairs has three. There's three movies to it.
Yeah.
And like it kind of goes back and forth, but it's a great movie. But The Departed is like it's one and done. It's fucking it's clean.
Dude, The Departed, Jack Nicholson is in a threesome. Like,
pan de polvo?
Tells him on the stripper's head and tells another chick to just dive in there. Like, that's some gay ass shit right there, dude.
That was all improvised. He swears.
He just had a GoPro in his hotel room.
He wasn't aware that they used it.
Can we use this
for me? He rolled it.
You getting this? Don't worry, we'll cut it in any view.
Scorsese films all of Jack Nicholson's fucking threesomes. But no, I think The Raid is a great movie the way it is. If you were to, I don't know.
I'm not knocking that it's a great movie. I'm saying I would.
So you get Keanu.
I would be cool with an American version. That's it.
I don't know.
You put it in Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. You know what? Oh, you know. Fuck yeah. You know what I'm liking? Where are you going? Keep going. Who else is in this movie?
Okay, Terry Crews,
John Boyega.
John
they already made this movie. Production, motherfucker.
They already made this. It's called Detroit.
I saw that movie. Fucking weird. I didn't see that. So weird.
No, I haven't seen it.
My wife loves to watch every black movie that comes out. I'm not lying to you.
Did you see Acrimony?
She didn't do that. We did. Don't. We saw the one with the gay guys. What the fuck was that one? Moonlight. That was a weird movie. Not against gays.
The movie of the year was a weird movie? No. They never pick weird movies for the movies of the year.
But I watched that probably one. Yeah, you noticed that one won the Oscar and then a fish fucking a chick won the Oscar the next year.
Hey, next year is when a brother
weird fucking gets you an Oscar.
Hey, next year it's family style.
What do you mean?
Gay people fuck is not weird, by the way.
It's family style next.
Well, unorthodox.
Family fucking?
Family fucking is next. I'm fucking a fish.
That's just your search history coming back up, man.
Oh, is it Rick and Morty? I wish family porn was a little bit more mainstream. What the fuck?
I've never seen that show.
It's good.
Oh my god, dude, it's fucking amazing.
Like, laugh out loud.
Pretty fucking
quality.
No, better than Archer. Better than Archer. Really? Dude, it is genius, man, for the shit that they come up
with. It's hilarious.
The show.
I don't like the fans of it, like on the internet and stuff. They're a bunch of idiots, but man, that show is fucking good.
The first episode.
You say good, like funny, like.
It's funny. It has like the stupid funny moments, but it's just like so smart. Like some stupid shit that happened like an early episode, like pays off two seasons later.
It has like significance.
Yeah,
it's almost like you know how smart the Venture Brothers. It's like the Venture Brothers smart, but it has like fucking stupid. Gross humor in it, and it's just like sadistic and like Rick's character, like he's a fucking bad person, mm-hmm. but you root for him and you fucking just you go for it because he's just fucking hilarious, And the way his logic kind of makes sense.
He tends to be right, even though he's a complete asshole about it.
Yeah.
Like, the first episode, I was like, I didn't really care for the first episode too much. But after that, the second episode, the whole dream thing with Terry, with a...
Scary Terry.
Dude, oh my God, dude.
Little bitch. That's
so funny, dude. You can run, and you can hide. And they're like, wait, listen to him. You can run, or you can hide? So they just hide from him? He's just going around.
Come on, guys. It's a Freddy Krueger, like, rip-off Scary Terry. Instead of Freddy Krueger.
So they're trying to inception his... So I'll give you a break. They're trying to inception his math teacher into giving him a good grade for his test.
Okay.
Because if he doesn't pass, he can't hang out with Rick anymore.
Okay.
So they go into his teacher's dreams. And when they go into the teacher's...
Inception,
yeah.
Okay.
So when they go into his teacher's dream, his teacher's having some dream about being on an airline. And then something happens in the dream. Because if they die in the dream, they die in real life.
Yeah.
So... from there, they go into another person's dream, in the dream, and then they get all the way to where they get to fucking Scary Terry, and, like, they're in there, they're in fucking Scary Terry's dream, and he's like, come on, bitch, like, that's how he's talking, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
And then they follow him home, and he has, like, a regular home life.
like a little fucking, Freddy Krueger baby.
Yeah, little Freddy Krueger baby, yeah, dude, it's fucking, yeah, Scary Brandon, yeah, Scary Brandon, it's fucking, and then they inception him to see what he's dreaming about.
It's
good. It's great. You got plenty of time. 70 new episodes are going to be made.
Cool.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. 70?
Yeah.
It went from like 3 seasons to a fucking...
Yeah. Adult just bloomed out. It's gonna be, they dished out that money. Yeah.
Who?
Adult Swim.
Oh, really?
Dan Harmon was on Kevin Smith's podcast a month before they announced. And he was asking like, hey, like, you know, I just got into the show. He's talking to him about it. And asking like, hey, why did, like, what's going on with the show? And he says, well, right now we're in contract negotiations. I can't really say much other than we want to keep doing it, but we're kind of stalled right now. A week later, they announced that they're going to do
70
episodes.
It's crazy because, like, everybody was waiting for the last season, which was 3 or 4?
3.
Mm-hmm. 3. And so they hadn't announced when it was going to air. And then on April Fool's Day, they just played the first episode, like, back to back for 24 hours on Cartoon Network. They didn't announce it or anything. And then the season didn't come out for another 3 months.
Yeah. Dude, they're hilarious, dude.
They have like a cult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, the way the second season ends, the guy, they have a poopy pants. No. The way the second season ends, this kind of story. Here we go. Shut up. The way it ends, he says, hey, guys, I'll see you in a year and a half or whatever. And, like, he says it jokingly. Seriously, that's how fucking long it took for the show to fucking come back on. So it was.
Do you remember when, on April 1st, Adult Swim was going to show the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie, like, from start to finish?
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, shit, before it comes out in theaters? Like, fucking, like, pumped up about it. And then April 1st comes, like, 9 o'clock hits, whatever, Adult Swim starts. They're supposed to start the movie. They play it like 1 inch by 1 inch, like big.
Yeah, the whole
block
movie.
In the bottom right corner while they play like the regular cartoon, whatever was scheduled at that time. And like, people were like, what the fuck? Because couldn't get mad at them. They were fucking showing the movie.
Yeah, they were.
Like before it was even released.
They
in
did
the theater.
1 year, they played The Room 24 hours.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did The Room. And people thought, like, when they were watching it, that's how a lot of people first got into The Room.
Oh, really?
Like, because of that. Because Adult Swim played it for 24 hours and during April Fool's. And then people thought it was a Tim and Eric sketch the whole time. So people were like, okay, where are these guys at? And, like, that's how a lot more younger people got into, like, the whole cult following of The Room and stuff like
that's
that.
That's funny. It missed us completely because that's an L.A. thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I completely didn't know about it until they started making the disaster.
No, the disaster.
Whatever, yeah.
Have y'all seen that?
Yeah, I saw it. That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so alright.
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. He's in it a little bit. It's Franco.
Yeah, it's a Dave Franco and.
Yeah, it's Franco. James Franco and Dave Franco. Yeah. Pretty much the whole
the
movie.
Francos.
The Francos.
The Francos.
You just call them the Francos.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we probably shouldn't
Franco
talk about.
Bros. Franco.
Well, James Franco's just got Me Too, so he's kind of. He hit himself.
We're not talking about it. So
yeah,
we don't want to call him.
We don't
want to
call
the
Franco. So it's
so
just Dave. It's just Dave Franco.
Like just Dave
Franco's gang.
The one who's married to Alison Brie.
What?
Dave Franco.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You see your boobs and glow if you want.
What? How do you know that?
Because Glow, you've never seen the
gorgeous... Glow's actually awesome.
That's a badass wrestling
Glow's
show.
Glow's fucking awesome.
It's I've seen it there. Ladies right? of, the gorgeous it. Ladies of Wrestling. It's on Netflix, and it's fucking hilarious. It's pretty fucking good.
It's good.
I don't know.
So
you're
Glow...
Your word guy,
so Glow is an actual thing. It's kind of almost like a somewhat like mockumentary of Glow. That was an actual show. Like that was an actual thing. The what's her name? Ivory, the WWE Ivory,
mm-hmm.
used to be on. Was a member of that whole group of women.
Ivory, not jazz.
The bitch is back. Damn, she was scary.
I'm still terrified.
Yes.
She used to be part of the censor, the fucking Right to Censor group, whenever they had that group going on.
Yeah.
Where it had the Good Father.
Is that after the Godfather?
Yeah. He was all reformed, yeah.
That's after I stopped watching, man.
Yeah.
I used to watch when Jacqueline was on, remember that?
No. That's probably who he's thinking about.
A boobie would fly out every time?
Yep.
Accidentally.
She did that shit on purpose. She knew damn well. Oh, no. Oh, how weird. It popped out.
Every time.
If I fall, my Asian family. I've
been to two WrestleManias and I still don't watch wrestling. That's fucking weird.
It's about the experience. The experience is worth it, man. It's always been a good time.
You're going to go see Hell in the Cell?
I want to.
It is Hell in
the
Cell.
20 years since Undertaker threw mankind off.
I know. Were you there
this past
one?
Week? No, that was the pay-per-view, and then the next day was in San Antonio.
Oh.
So I saw the Raw the next day, and they did another Hell in the Cell.
That's the one where you came out, right?
Yeah.
Were you in
Yeah, I was
come
right,
out
by
the,
right by the walkway down. Yeah. I was like, that's when I loved wrestling.
So Demon looked like a Hardy bro. I thought they were Hardy bro.
I had the Brood shirt. That's why I bought the Brood shirt. Remember the Brood?
Yeah.
The vampires and shit.
It's Edge Christian and Gangrel.
No, Gangrel.
It was Gangrel.
That's what it was.
Test was a TNA. That's when they had Trish Stratus as their group. It was Test and Albert.
Yeah.
Prince Albert.
Back when he... Then Tess got his own thing with his whole Stephanie McMahon thing, and then Triple H married her right underneath him.
Damn.
Where technically he drugged her.
Yeah, that was,
her under
she
her
got me too, man.
Yeah, well, nobody brings that up. I don't know anyone brings that up.
And that Stockholm Syndrome, dude. Like, he just fell in love with him, dude. He's basically like a South Park boyfriend.
Don't put him in jail. Ma'am, you're the one who called 911.
He called national television, him fucking up your dad.
No. It
worked. That's San Antonio for you. Anyways, what else is going on? Sports-wise, you guys, I know we've been going up. I think we're going longer than the time frame we gave ourselves, but a lot of things have changed within the world of basketball.
We're going into overtime.
So the biggest one right now, LeBron James is the Los Angeles Lakers. If you don't watch basketball and you don't know who LeBron James is...
You can turn this off.
Yeah, you can turn this off now. But still subscribe. But
turn it back on in like 3 minutes.
Yeah, in 3 minutes.
I thought this was already known. Like, his kid's already going to high school in L.A. Like,
he also
has a house and his family lives there.
He had
the Space Jam 2 is about the
I
trailer's
Blake
coming
Griffin,
out next week.
I thought
week.
Blake Griffin was doing Space
Why
Jam
Why would Blake Griffin do Space Jam?
Because he's way better.
Nobody likes Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin and those Kia commercials are fucking hilarious.
No, him in those Gamefly commercials hilarious. Like, because he has such that dry humor, it works perfect for those Gamefly.
Yeah, but we're going from Michael Jordan to Blake Griffin? That doesn't make any sense.
Dude, that's nice. I miss Josh, bro. I thought that one was
I see him on like
and Amy Poehler. He was okay. I mean,
nah, you know what? No, wait a minute. No,
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer. Dude, he was the funniest part of that whole fucking movie. To find out how cheap he was. Did I leave my glasses here? Trainwreck when he came
Trainwreck.
When LeBron came out in Trainwreck.
Yeah.
I left my glasses here. I had to turn around and get them. You live like 40 minutes away. Oh man, you know how expensive these things are? He just takes off and then later on with the whole bill. Hey man, let's just spit it. No, that's how they get you, man. You gotta go ahead. I didn't order this, so you take care of your part.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he was awesome.
You gotta lead a movie though, dude. That's another thing.
It's fucking Space Jam.
Yeah, but it's Space Jam.
What are they going to do for the song, the power song?
We They're going to use the same
R. Kelly? Oh.
No.
He has a cult. He has a sex cult.
That song, is it?
That's all I'm seeing, R. Kelly.
That song? They're just going to get somebody to re-sing it. That's all they're going to do.
Who's it going to be?
No.
No, dude.
They're going to get The Weeknd or The Dream.
No, they won't get The Weeknd.
They're going to sex up. I Believe I Can Fly.
It's going to be some stupid shit. It's going to be like Maroon 5 or something stupid. It's for kids, guys. It's not for you.
Incredibles 2 was for adults. Yeah. Just Bugs as much Bunny. Was for children. Did you watch Incredibles 2?
I did. It was pretty funny.
Was it incredible?
I liked it.
I laughed my ass off.
I got yelled.
Sorry, I laughed my ass off.
Like, your ass is literally off.
Like, I had to pack an extra pair of shorts.
You had to pack an
just in case. Ass. Guess what? I needed them because I laughed my ass off. Okay.
Ass I haven't seen it yet.
Gone. It's good.
I haven't seen that now, so I haven't seen Solo.
Solo was great.
Oh, thanks. I was supposed to go with
Solo the was great. I don't know why everybody hated it. It was way better than The Last Jedi.
It was.
Oh, it was?
Significantly better.
John is mad because we made arrangements to go. And
he fucking left me. No, dude, he fucking left me. No.
Nope.
Those words never came out of my mouth.
One? Last Jedi or Solo?
No, Solo. Oh. I don't need him for Last Jedi.
It's on Netflix now.
It is, yeah.
I haven't watched it. You were? On a
plane, I saw it like 2 days ago.
Hey, seriously? It's okay.
Solo?
No.
I like it.
I liked it.
I don't like the love story.
I really like the yeah.
What love story?
The Finn and the chick.
That's not a love story.
What love story? That chick.
They were friends. They were like super friends.
When she kissed him. Hey, sorry. Spoiler alert. For a movie that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It didn't seem forced because it looks like she forced herself on him because he didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, but that whole relationship seemed forced.
No. Yeah, but then he sees Rey at the end and they gave a loving embrace. Like, he obviously...
He's thirsty really for Rey. Yeah. He woke up and asked for Rey. Like, first thing he woke up, where's Rey? And the whole his whole mission was to try to get Rey to know where she was. Come on.
Yeah, he was trying to ditch the whole rebellion just to go find Rey.
I think our friends are very against interracial dating.
I'm totally down for Finn getting. Look, yeah, I'm totally down with Finn getting with Rey.
Yeah, what? That's already interracial.
What's up with Finn and that little chubby Asian chick?
He can get it too.
That's what he's. That's what he's talking about.
That's what he's talking. He said that was a forced relationship.
Oh, I think worse than me.
I thought it was an okay movie. It had some good parts. The only thing I didn't like was Luke Skywalker. Spoiler alert! You know, dying at the end. Like.
Yeah.
I think they totally should have redid everything towards the end because they don't care if she died. Like, why did she survive? They could have just let her die. They could have had it handled it gracefully, like she died at the end. You know what I mean?
Like, how did she breathe out there? Like, let's start with that.
It's the goofy part, and they could have just completely cut it out.
Yeah, like I guess that's like the most extreme version of the Force I've seen.
It's not too extreme because have you heard about George Lucas's version of what he would have done? Midichlorians played the biggest part in this.
Okay.
That apparently you would have gone down to like the microscopic level of midichlorians, and pretty much humans bodies that have midichlorians are just vessels.
I don't know.
All right, so that's why they cut his ass out. Anyway, so what happened was Kylo was about to kill his mom. He's like, "Oh, I can't do it." Somebody else kills her, goes out, and so that would have been his whole arc, you know?
Yeah.
Like he would have been at least starting to get redeemed at that point. And then at that point, they could have had Laura Dern, I forgot her name, the purple hair lady.
Yeah.
She could have taken all of Princess Leia's stuff from then on.
Yeah.
Like, she could have just been, like, the leader of the rebellion at that point. She didn't have to be the one to kill everyone with the light speed shit, the warp speed. They could have let Poe do that, and he could have completely redeemed himself for fucking up the whole movie.
Yeah, he kind of did.
And he would have died, but it would have been awesome. It would have like, wrapped up so much better.
But I think they didn't want to do that with Leia was because it would have seemed insensitive.
Have this hanging. She's not gonna be in the next one.
Yeah, no.
It's just gonna be hanging out there. Oh, she's gonna be off planet somewhere, and eventually she's gonna die. They're gonna blow up her planet.
But the thing is, I think the way they should do it is that between 8 and 9, she passed away. You just start off the movie as much as you don't want to say it, like you don't want
to
do it.
Lame way to go.
You do the funeral. You can't show her. You just do a funeral.
They should have just gone with her to end her instead of Luke.
But that was But that was Ryan Johnson's choice. Like, now do you go back? Because we already shot all her scenes.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Now, do we go back and change it and make it seem like she died and then she died in the movie? Like, we want to honor her. We want to play out the
like, honestly, role. After she died or, like, in the space part, the only parts, like, she even does anything is she comes into the room when Poe's, like, has to stand up and it doesn't work. She just walks in and says something. So Laura Dern could have done that. And then all else is in the ship. She just talks to them one time. And then they're in that cave. And that's it. Like, they could have completely changed somebody and put somebody in there.
But I think they really wanted to have that Luke and Leia moment. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't think, like...
They could have done, like, a Force kind of...
I think they really wanted that whole
realm kind of thing.
They wanted that moment. Now, don't get me wrong. When he showed up, before you find out what he was or whatever, he was just...
Oh, that was bad. That was
dude,
the best
dude, I thought
part
that was fucking awesome. Was I was amazing. Like, what the fuck? This dude is on another level of, like, Jedi skills. Cool. And... when Luke shows up, like, before you know that he is, like, he's just projecting himself there, like, it was fucking, dude, it was fucking awesome.
No, that was awesome. So you couldn't hit him.
Yeah.
But how crappy it is, you get to that level and then you die. Like,
you've been training to get to that level and
you lose all, I don't know.
He saved everybody.
He did save everybody.
Yeah, he did. He saved everybody. That was his purpose. Yoda still showed up. Yoda showed up. The motherfucker still had powers and was dead.
So, I was going to ask, is that the last we see of Snoke?
Yeah.
No one thinks he's going to get revived.
No. Dude, have you seen Rebels?
No.
Yeah.
He dies
in Rebels, and the way he dies in Rebels, it is fucking amazing. Really? Like, it is, he has a showdown with older Ben Kenobi, who's watching on Tatooine, who's watching out for Luke.
Well, if they do the Kenobi movie, that'll probably be Darth Maul.
It'll probably be Darth Maul. But, dude, it happened.
What do they have for...
Ewan McGregor's
saying McGregor, yeah.
He keeps saying he wants to do it. He's just waiting for them to say.
He was at the premiere
for
the Solo. So everybody's like, oh, he's talking.
But with the way Solo did, like they're saying now, like that whole division, like Lucasfilm, Star Wars, part of Disney, is like everything's on hold now because they need to restructure and relook at how they're going to do everything.
Well, they should have passed off to different directors in half the movie.
Well, they didn't because they didn't like that. They didn't like that the brother, like, what the fuck's their names? Those who did what the fuck was the original director's name?
Phil Lord.
They didn't like that they were improvising way too much to the movie, and that Solo was becoming more of a comedy than what it was an actual film, like a pirate. They were trying to give it that pirate space pirate film.
Well, I think
and Ron Howard
did it pretty well.
Well, Ron Howard came in and pretty much just said, "Hey, we're driving on three wheels. I can get us to the finish line." But I don't think I'm going to throw anything else in there. Like, I'm not going to go ahead and change everything. I'm just going to go with what we got and go, Lauren Kasdan's son is supposed to write the Boba Fett movie.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, why would they make a Boba Fett movie?
They kept saying they want to make the
Boba Fett. I mean, he's cool. He's a cool, like, bounty hunter.
But where do you do it from? Now, do you do Boba Fett when he escapes from the Snarlack pit?
Yeah, probably.
That would be fucking badass.
That would be good.
Because in that story, he trains one of the twins. Well, you can't do it now because there's no twins. But he say it and he goes under a different name in the books, and he trains one of the twins to kill their brother.
Because
one of the books are out. Yeah.
The books aren't
out
anymore, so it doesn't matter anymore.
I see an old Boba Fett, that would have been fucking worth it.
I'm down with that.
But I'm down also with the Ben Kenobi movie.
I'm down with the Ben Kenobi
movie. You give me him searching for the older Jedis that may have survived Order 66, or you give me an older one where he's... Well, that might be a little...
Well, they're all dead, no?
Who?
No. Ben Kenobi time?
So, do you end with him going into exile right before...
Well, Order 66 kills all the Jedi.
Well, not all of them, but there are still some that they probably were way in far off. Because when you watch all the, like, Rebels, they still come across other Jedis and stuff still.
What if they did a movie about Yoda and it's about, like, the creation of the Jedi Academy? And he's a young Yoda.
What? No, that's way before Yoda.
I know, I'm just saying, like...
Now, you'd have to do Knights of the Old Republic. Now, like, you did Knights of the Old Republic.
Like, fully built on Jedi Academy. Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
You got that.
And you just turn it into Harry Potter.
What if it's all about that girl Yoda that came out in Attack of the Clones?
Remember that nobody ever fucking...
That was creepy.
She put out together.
Or you... Show. Or you explain to us the E.T. The E.T.'s people on the council.
Easter egg.
But no, you do Knights of the Old Republic, that'd be fucking dope. You do that, but that should be a TV show.
Alright, who would win?
Go.
Admiral Akbar versus Poe. Go.
Was it a trap?
It was a trap.
Probably Poe, because
I guess Poe, because Admiral Armbord doesn't just shit.
He just sits there. He's in that chair. Hey.
He has a big head.
And he survived how long?
I don't know.
It's like 30 years. It's 30
all the way
years.
To get promoted to an admiral. So
he was an admiral already.
Yeah.
Well, he was born an admiral.
Admiral was not his first name.
So by the time Return of the Jedi happens, it's 30 years from Return of the Jedi to The Force Awakens. So he's been an admiral, and he was an admiral by then. And Rebels, he wasn't an admiral yet.
Dude's a
You're making
beast.
Me doing a lot of math.
He's a fucking beast.
You're making me talk about a lot of geek shit.
I don't know.
Do you remember when the University of Maryland was trying to make Admiral Armbord?
Yes.
And they got shut down.
Yes.
And I was like,
yes. Because they were trying to get they were trying to get rid of the tarp or
the turpin.
Yeah, or whatever.
Tarp.
It's like a turtle.
It's a turtle that they were trying to come. So they use. They're all voting for Admiral Akbar.
Everybody had to like pick like what mascot do you want? And so I'm gonna put Admiral Akbar, and apparently it like was in the lead running, and it got to the committee, and the committee's like, this is what they want. So they got fucking a cease and desist from.
That would have been good PR, man. That would have been great.
It would have been hilarious. You had a fucking college mascot named after you. That's a shit.
Yeah,
but that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Akbar?
No,
Akbar.
I think
Akbar.
Akbar. I think
Akbar.
The admirals.
The admirals.
And you have that fucking.
Hey, think about it. It should have happened because Darth Vader ran for some government seat in fucking Eastern Europe.
Oh, I saw that.
And then Chewbacca was outside.
Really?
Chewbacca got arrested because apparently they were accusing him of politics. Of, like,
he
the
got
day
me
of voting.
No.
Chewbacca.
No, because the day of the elections at the ballot.
No one's safe.
They still thought he was campaigning. You can't campaign outside of city buildings or right about voting positions, and they arrested him. And it's fucking hilarious to see his giant fucking Chewbacca get arrested. But yeah, I don't think he won. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for joining us for episode 2 of Dudes and Booze.
If you would like to donate anything to your local Salvation or not,
donate to our Patreon.
We don't have a Patreon. We don't have one. We're hoping to get episode 1 and 2 up
all
on our
really
Facebook
need
page.
From y'all, whoever decides to listen to this, is to follow our podcast so we can make it to the brewery.
We need yes, the quest to the brewery. That's the name. Yeah, get us there, and then show up, and we can't promise anything.
Yeah, maybe a beer.
Maybe a beer.
Two,
maybe.
Maybe
max. Max 2. That's but the small ones.
The
small ones. Yeah, yeah.
2 flights.
Two. Look, we'll get a sample, and y'all line up, and whoever gets beer, first come, first 100 to show up, get a free sampler.
What?
Hold on.
Whoa. Who's paying for
free
this?
Free sample, like to get one.
Who's paying for this?
No. I'm like one of the 5 beers that come with it.
So we're starting a Patreon.
Oh, this dude.
Also, donate to our brewery episode.
Please, we need help.
We're trying to. So, thank you guys very much. And of course, keep on. We don't have a sign out, do we?
Keep on. Signing out.
Keep on.
Yeah.
Do it again.
All right, keep on.
Keep on.